Giancarlo Esposito. Italian Roots, Silent Authority, and a Career That Redefined Modern Acting. From Broadway Discipline to Gus Fring's Chilling Restraint, Giancarlo Esposito built a career shaped by identity, precision, and quiet authority. When discussing Giancarlo Esposito, it is impossible to separate the actor from the cultural complexity that defines him. Born in Copenhagen to an Italian father from Naples and an African-American mother from Alabama, Esposito's identity was never confined to a single narrative. Instead, it developed across borders, traditions, and expectations. This multicultural background is not just a biographical detail. It is a structural element of his artistic voice. Raised primarily in New York after moving to the United States at a young age, Esposito was exposed early to theater, discipline, and performance. Broadway was not simply a starting point. It was a formative environment where he learned precision, timing, and emotional control. The influence of Italian culture, particularly in its emphasis on family, emotional awareness, and resilience, can be traced in his approach to acting. There is a sense of internal structure in his performances, something that feels inherited as much as learned. His acting does not rely on exaggeration, it is measured, almost architectural. Each gesture seems intentional, each pause calculated. This is the result of someone who has spent years observing not only characters but also human behavior in its complexity. Identity, for Esposito, is not static. It is something negotiated, experienced, and continuously redefined. In interviews, he often reflects on belonging in a nuanced way. He does not simplify his background into a single label. Instead, he embraces its contradictions. This perspective allows him to portray characters who exist in ambiguity, individuals who are shaped by conflicting forces. It is precisely this awareness that elevates his work, transforming performance into interpretation. Giancarlo Esposito, The Power of Restraint, Gus Fring and the Evolution of Television Villainy. The role that solidified Giancarlo Esposito as a defining presence in contemporary television is undoubtedly Gus Fring. In Breaking Bad, this performance did more than bring him recognition. It altered the expectations surrounding the portrayal of antagonists. Gus Fring is constructed through control. There is no reliance on spectacle, no need for overt displays of aggression. Instead, Esposito builds the character through stillness, precision, and discipline. He presents Gus not as a stereotypical criminal, but as a strategist. A man whose authority derives from his ability to maintain order in chaos. This interpretation shifts the focus from action to intention, from noise to silence. What makes this portrayal exceptional is its minimalism. Esposito demonstrates that tension can be created through absence as much as presence. A slight hesitation, a controlled tone, a carefully measured expression. These elements generate a sense of unease that is far more effective than any dramatic outburst. It is a form of acting that requires complete control over both body and voice. The influence of this performance extends beyond Breaking Bad, continuing into Better Call Saul, where the character is explored with greater depth. The audience is invited to understand not only what Gus does, but how he thinks. His actions follow a logic that is both coherent and unsettling. And let's be real, the way he dominates a scene without raising his voice is something else. It is not just about acting. It is about presence, about knowing exactly how much to give and when to hold back. That level of control is rare, and it is precisely what makes Gus Fring unforgettable. Giancarlo Esposito. A career built over time, from theater discipline to global recognition. Before Breaking Bad, Giancarlo Esposito had already established a long and varied career. His trajectory was not defined by sudden success, but by gradual development across multiple artistic forms. Theater, cinema, and television each played a role in shaping his professional identity. Giancarlo Esposito's early work on Broadway provided a foundation rooted in discipline and continuity. Theater demands consistency, the ability to sustain a performance over time, and a deep understanding of character. These elements remain visible in his later work. Transitioning to film, he collaborated with directors such as Spike Lee, appearing in works like Do the Right Thing and Malcolm X. These films placed him within narratives that addressed social and cultural tensions, allowing him to engage with material that required both emotional and intellectual depth. Television further expanded his range. Roles in series such as Homicide, Life on the Street, and Law and Order reinforced his reputation as a reliable and nuanced performer. He was not simply filling roles. he was interpreting them, adding layers that made even secondary characters memorable. In more recent years, his portrayal of Moff Gideon in The Mandalorian introduced him to a broader audience. Once again, he applied the same principles of control and restraint, adapting them to a different narrative context. His ability to move between genres without losing coherence is one of the defining features of his career. You could say his path reflects a long-term vision, no shortcuts, no sudden shifts, just consistent, deliberate work that accumulates meaning over time. Giancarlo Esposito, Private Life and Inner Balance, Between Discipline and Vulnerability. Despite his public visibility, Giancarlo Esposito has maintained a deliberate boundary between his professional and personal life. This choice reflects a broader philosophy centered on control, awareness, and intentionality. In an era where exposure is often equated with relevance, his approach appears almost countercultural. He has spoken openly about periods of financial difficulty, revealing a dimension of his life that contrasts with the image of constant success. These experiences are not presented as dramatic narratives, but as moments of learning and recalibration. They contribute to a more complex understanding of his journey, one that includes uncertainty as well as achievement. Family remains a central element in his life. As a father, he emphasizes responsibility, continuity, and presence. These values resonate with the cultural framework inherited from his Italian background, where family is not simply a concept, but a structure that shapes identity and decision-making. What emerges from his reflections is a sense of grounded awareness. He does not appear driven by external validation. Instead, he focuses on alignment between his work and his values. This perspective influences his choices, guiding him toward projects that offer depth rather than mere visibility. And yeah, in a landscape where everyone seems to be chasing attention, that kind of discipline feels different. It is quieter, more intentional, and ultimately more sustainable. Giancarlo Esposito, Reinvention and Continuity. The future of a constantly evolving actor. The future of Giancarlo Esposito is defined not by repetition, but by transformation. His career suggests a pattern of continuous evolution, where each phase opens new directions rather than reinforcing existing ones. There is increasing interest in seeing him take on leading roles in major productions. His presence, characterized by clarity and authority, positions him as a compelling protagonist. At the same time, his interest in directing and producing indicates a desire to engage with storytelling at a structural level. After decades of experience, this transition appears both natural and strategic. What distinguishes Giancarlo Esposito's trajectory is the absence of stagnation. Rather than consolidating a fixed identity, he expands it. He moves between genres, formats, and audiences, maintaining coherence while embracing change. This ability to adapt without losing direction is a defining element of his longevity. Giancarlo Esposito's career challenges conventional assumptions about aging in the entertainment industry. Instead of diminishing, his relevance increases. This is not accidental. It is the result of discipline, awareness, and a clear understanding of his own artistic identity. Final considerations about Giancarlo Esposito. Beyond the screen, a study in control and authenticity. To understand Giancarlo Esposito is to look beyond individual roles and consider the structure of his entire career. What emerges is not simply the portrait of a successful actor, but the outline of a professional philosophy. His work is defined by control, not in a restrictive sense, but as a form of awareness. He knows what to show, what to hold back, and when to shift between the two. This ability to manage presence and absence is what makes his performances so effective. Whether portraying Gus Fring or other characters, he operates within a precise balance. He avoids excess, focusing instead on intention. In doing so, he challenges the assumption that visibility must always be loud or immediate. His acting suggests the opposite. That depth often resides in what is not explicitly stated. There is also a broader implication to his career. In an industry increasingly driven by speed, trends, and constant exposure, Esposito represents a different model. One based on continuity, discipline, and long-term vision. He does not appear to chase relevance. He constructs it, gradually, deliberately, and with a clear sense of direction. Giancarlo Esposito's multicultural background, his experience across different artistic environments, and his personal reflections all contribute to a coherent identity. This coherence is not rigid. It allows for change, for exploration, for reinvention. But it remains anchored in a set of principles that guide his choices. And if we take a step back, what we see is something rare. An actor who evolves without fragmentation, who expands without losing focus. That kind of trajectory is not common. It requires not only talent, but also clarity and discipline. So yeah, if you ask what makes Giancarlo Esposito stand out, it is not just the roles. It is the way he inhabits them, and the way he builds a career that feels intentional from start to finish. Post views. 141.